This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Hasif. Can we look at the oil prices now, considering that there's plenty of things going on with compressed oil prices globally and terror attacks happening in Paris? What have they done on the impact on the region?
Good morning, Ibrahim. I think for Asia in general, it's been a net beneficiary of lower oil and commodity prices. A majority of Asian economies who are net oil importers have seen benign, if not manageable, inflation numbers. And given several Asian governments like Malaysia and Indonesia, the impetus to actually cut their huge subsidy bills. Malaysia is, of course, the odd one out in Asia, where lower oil prices has been a concern for the government's fiscal balance, as well as short-term GDP growth, given the add-on effect of the oil industry. But I guess you also have the guys like the Middle East and the GCC, who on the other hand has naturally suffered given their concentrated reliance on oil revenue. So, for example, Saudi Arabia has seen their cash reserves gradually dwindle as it struggles to contain the huge budget deficit. But having said that as well, there's of course states like Qatar, Kuwait, and the UAE who are better equipped to weather a lower-for-longer oil price environment.
Do you think this will be a boon or a bane for national oil companies like Petronas, considering that governments like Malaysia is now scrapping their subsidies on oil?
It's actually an interesting scenario for national oil companies like Petronas, Thailand's PTT, Indonesia's Pertamina, for example. While most oil and gas companies would actually look to maximize earnings and shareholder value, I think these government-owned entities have the added responsibility of national energy security. So a depressed oil price environment actually can be seen as an opportunity for this group to purchase assets at attractive levels. The sharp decline in oil prices actually spurred M&A growth and activities throughout the Western oil and gas industry, and I think it's only a matter of time before Asia catches up. But of course, the challenge for these national oil companies like Petronas is managing expectations of dividends to government, which we feel has to be on a continuous engagement basis. So the announcement last week by Petronas to cut dividends by 38% is actually a good example of managing these expectations between balancing national interests and strategic reserves.
You were mentioning that M&A will take place and president in this kind of environment. We have talk that Bumi Armada and MISC is teaming up the FPSO business. Do you think this will take shape? And what kind of M&A, other M&As can we expect coming from the market?
I think the Bumi Armada and MMEG is still talk, and it's still rumors at this point of time. Of course, both companies have come out to say that nothing's really happening at this point. But, you know, I wouldn't put it out there. Obviously, a lot of companies are looking for synergies at this point of time, looking at areas to cut costs. So I wouldn't say it's something impossible. But on the other hand, for like I said earlier, national oil companies, I think oil assets could be something that's interesting for them. Obviously, Petronas has just recently wrapped up their acquisition of the Shah Deniz field in Azerbaijan. Guys like PTT in Thailand, who obviously need to grow their reserves, would look at other maybe upstream assets as well that are at quite depressing values right now. So it's a great opportunity for M&A.
Alam Maritim Sukuk was downgraded yesterday by MARC. Do you think this is a poor signal for the markets?
I think Alam Maritim's downgrade was actually quite well flagged in MARC's negative outlook. But you're right, the OSV market is quite challenging. Given Petronas cost-cutting measures, specialty service providers will specifically struggle. But like I think your recent discussion with MMHC this morning was a highlight of how you know there's differentiation in the market as well. MMHC has a strong balance sheet; they are generating free cash flow. So certain companies will probably weather the storm a bit better, and maybe downstream is the way to go for some of these guys.
Thank you, Hasif. That was Hasif Murad, research analyst at Aberdeen Islamic Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.